Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off. You know we want to get right into it, but before we do, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
If this is your first time, and subscribe to this podcast. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch the Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com.
That's right. Okay, Silk.
Yeah.
Girl, so you know a lot of shenanigans jumped off this week, right?
Yes.
I was scrolling up the Twitter feed, and I'm like, what's going on? Over in the midnight hour, when I'm minding my business, in the night of the darkness, or the darkness of the night.
That's right.
I see Jenna Ellis and Ronnie McDaniel trending.
Okay.
All I can tell you, Silk,
is
somebody have some splaining to do.
Some splaining to do.
Somebody have some explaining to do. So it is being alleged, you all, that during the course of the election night, and after election night, you know, when the lawyers, Gina Ellis and Rudy Giuliani, was going out trying to fight this here, what was happening in the 2020 election, the lawyer of the RNC was actually throwing President Trump under the bus and was not fighting for Trump. Now, after the election, you know, money, millions of dollars was raised in support of President Trump, the election, but according to Jenna, and I'm going to allege it all, because, see, I wasn't there, okay?
Yeah, right.
So it's being alleged that these people raised money, and they said that they raised more money when we're fighting against Democrats. So they cared nothing about the election.
Right.
And it is being alleged that Ronnie McDaniel, when she got wind of it, she promised to fire him. Now, some people are alleging they don't know if Ronnie McDaniel gave the order for this lawyer to stand down, because, you know, she is the head of the RNC. She's the RNC chairwoman.
Right.
So we really don't know. And, you know, I hate getting into spats because I need to know what's going on. Now, here's the crazy thing. So Ronnie McDaniel and people from the RNC have come out and make the case that all of these allegations came from a book from, can't remember his first name, but his last name is Wolf. Well, I know he's written another, he wrote a book. I previously wrote a book. I didn't really read that, but a lot of stuff was coming out. So, okay, I gave that to that side.
Okay.
But then Gina Ellis came out with text messages and emails.
Right.
Supporting what
she said. She was saying, right.
Somebody have some explaining to do.
Some splaining.
Now, we know that President Trump called Wolf's previous book lies. But I want to know, is this a lie? Did the RNC or did this lawyer that works for the RNC throw President Trump up under the bus? Millions of dollars was raised. This was supposed to fight election integrity. This was supposed to fight that. And what were you all doing?
All I can say is this. Millions of dollars was raised before the election.
Come on.
Millions of dollars was raised after election, based off of election integrity.
Right.
What measures did the RNC put in place to fight against the steal that you saw what was going to happen? All of this different stuff that was going on, okay, and the Democrats was putting in place. Where was the RNC to take and line different things up?
Right, right. They were nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
And this is what the reason why we keep talking about this. Before even Jenna came out with this.
Right.
We had been saying not to give the RNC not one damn dime, not one red cent.
That's right.
We only went off for our guts. The
right.
only thing we couldn't figure out, why wasn't President Trump protected? But money was raised off of his name.
That's right.
Not Ronnie McDaniel, not the RNC, but because it was President Trump.
And if you think about this, back in 2016, on the night of the election,
right,
whenever it seemed like Hillary Clinton wasn't going to concede.
That's right. when she was not going to concede, you all, we were sitting up there because it was a lot of food or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there was, we were surrounded by lawyers. Right. They were preparing to fly wherever they needed to go.
Right.
To get people the station was, up. People was in place. And we noticed during the 2020 election, President Trump said what they were going to try to
people do. People was out of place.
And nobody was in place. But Rudy, everything fell on Rudy Giuliani and Gina Ellis.
That's right.
And I can't call Gina no liar because she got receipts. She had proof.
She had the proof.
I want to know where is Ronnie McDaniel proof.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. But Chairwoman, Miss Chairwoman, We looking at you.
Right.
We've campaigned together. We've been on a bus tour together.
Yeah.
We've been at the White House together. We've been at rallies together.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel within my hearts of hearts that you was trying to throw President Trump under the bus.
Right.
So you going to have to come out and explain why Jenna have text message and emails.
That's right.
She ain't going off no book. She had the truth with proof look That's, like.
No. Boop, boop. Mm-hmm. She has that. So when I think of even the Republican Party, there was a lot of deep state snakers that threw our president under the bus, especially after President Trump helped them get in.
Correct.
To their position. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. But you took and you backed the bus up and you threw our president under it and just, I mean... Where was the fight at?
They was acting like they were fighting.
Yeah.
But from what I hear,
what they was doing was raising money off of the fight.
Right.
But doing nothing about it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Okay, yeah, we could say
so
allegedly.
So I'm looking at all of this here and it takes me back to election night.
Yeah.
You know, we was at the White House.
That's right.
Watching it all go down in the red room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember seeing Bill Barr after they called it for Fox called it for Arizona. Tipping out like he didn't want to be seen.
Yep.
I didn't know what that was about, but I know what it was about.
I know. Yeah.
Here's another thing I'm gonna say. And then I'm gonna leave everything else for a nice juicy book.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember seeing going downstairs to use the bathroom. And seeing Ronnie McDaniel on the phone pacing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that was about.
Because
she looked very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it just everything is just coming back to my memory.
Yeah.
What the hell were you all doing? And why wasn't President Trump protected? All want us to don't see nothing, don't say nothing.
Uh-huh.
When I see you doing that, you going along with what the Democrats want.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, $200 million raised. Mm-hmm. Where is the money?
Allegedly. Another thing, the RNC is also putting out an ad around this big game that's happening. I don't know where it's happening at, about election integrity. But you all ain't talking about what's happening in 2020. See, RNC, here's the deal.
Right.
We want you all to stand up, get this little lawyer to stand up, and if he can't, he needs to be fired.
Fired.
That's he needs to be fired to fight what happened in 2020.
That's right.
Information is coming out in Maricopa County
that
the number of ballots do not match up what they said.
Something
is coming out in Georgia about, they don't call it voter fraud or voter integrity. They call it illegal votes where you had people illegally voting and this could have tipped the election in President Trump's favor.
You're talking about in Georgia, right?
That's right.
Okay, so they want to make it look like it's new evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let people know that, no, this is not new evidence. We saw it all go down.
We saw it happening.
We saw what was happening.
That's right.
Okay? But Americans were bullied into silence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
We were censored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we saw it all go down.
That's right.
We knew.
Mm-hmm.
What was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, let me say that I don't care how many election laws that they continue to implement.
Come on.
If no one is held accountable for breaking the previous laws, what makes you think that they won't break the new laws? Hello.
And the thing about you ain't see nothing here, move along. Right. Oh, hell no, we're not doing that.
No.
Americans are not doing that. RNC, if you want to know why your numbers are down and people are not donating, they are pissed off with you all.
That's right.
Because you didn't do right by President Trump.
That's right.
These people love, we all love this man. You did not do right by him.
Yep.
And he raised money on behalf of the RNC. You wouldn't have been able to raise that amount of money without Trump.
Without Trump.
You couldn't do it yourself.
That's right.
And according to Jenna, I don't even think we need the RNC. Well, they need President Trump.
That's right.
And this is what I'm telling people. We've been telling people this year. Listen, donate directly to President Trump.
That's right.
Donate directly to your candidate.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I wouldn't give the RNC not one damn dime, not one red cent.
Not one.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
Listen,
I know.
They took and they continue to send me all of this mail, okay, wanting me to donate.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this was back on June the 3rd.
Right.
Okay. At 9:19 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern Standard Time.
Uh-huh.
I had to tweet this out.
Go ahead, girl.
Okay. Or social media it out.
Uh-huh.
I said, Dear RNC, stop mailing, emailing, and calling us for donations. How do you expect for us to support you when you didn't support the American people?
Mm-hmm.
We don't plan on giving you one damn dime or one red cent. We will only support the individual candidates who puts American first.
That's right.
And then I came back because I got more mail,
mm-hmm.
okay, on July the 12th
mm-hmm.
at 8:13 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
ET.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
I had to send out another social media message.
And what you sent out, girl?
I said, Dear RNC,
mm-hmm.
stop mailing, emailing, and calling us for donations. How do you expect for us to support the RNC when the RNC did not support President Trump?
Mm.
You raised millions of dollars off of the president's name. We don't plan on giving you one damn dime or one red cent. I want people to understand that we supposed to be the Republican Party.
Right.
We supposed to raise money as the Republican Party.
That's right.
For situations that arises. But when you don't put measures in place and you got the money to do it. And we know you got the money to do it. And you run away from the responsibility of protecting, okay, the head of the party, President Trump.
Right.
The people saw this.
Right.
The people see this. Mm-hmm. And the people are angry about this.
Right.
Now, you come along now, RNC.
Come on.
Right now. And you're implementing yourselves in some of these cases. And you're going to court. And you're winning some of these cases. But where were you at? Back in 2020.
When we needed you.
Whenever the Supreme Court justices would not do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are corrupt. We have laws.
That's right.
In this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court justices is supposed to decipher which law is lawful.
Right.
But they didn't do their job.
They didn't do their job.
And where was the RNC at on
that? So we're hiding. This lawyer needs to be fired.
Uh-huh.
He should not represent the RNC.
Uh-huh.
He should not be the lawyer for the RNC if he did not stand up and do his job when it came to this 2020 election.
That's right.
That's what needs to happen.
He was concerned about running against the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
running to beat Democrats.
Allegedly.
Not running or not using the money or finance to protect President Trump.
Right.
And I'll say allegedly.
And that's what we are trying to get you all at the RNC to see.
To see.
People say, oh my God, it's infighting. No, forget about the infighting.
Yeah.
We will never have another free and fair election until they straighten this out.
Until they straighten it out.
They running this here like it's a banana republic.
That's right.
And you think we supposed to sit back and see the RNC help? hand our country over to these radicals.
That's right.
And you think we supposed to be skinning and grinning with you? Huh? You think we gonna pull out our hard-earned money and give it to you when this mofo up here in the White House got us living with inflation?
Woo!
Food costs done gone up.
Yep.
Gas done gone up.
Yep.
Our automobile costs done gone up.
Yep.
Wood to build houses done gone up.
Yep.
And you think that you gonna take our dollar? No, we got to save it for this BS.
Yes.
You all help put us in. That's what we have to do.
There was a tweet that Denise D'Souza put out that I would like to read.
Go ahead and read it.
It has something to do with what's going on there in Cuba.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
And
okay.
We don't like it either, what's going on over there in Cuba.
That's right.
Come on.
So whenever, and that's the BS I'm talking about, you know, with the government over there in Cuba, okay, giving their citizens only five eggs per month
and $15 per month. Girl, by the time me and you take, and you have two eggs and I have two eggs in the morning, we ain't got but one egg to last us a month for the rest of the month.
We got to starve the rest of the month.
And you mean to tell me you want to stop these people that's experiencing communism and they can't eat from, you want to arrest them when they come to the United States?
Yeah.
But you got our border wide open. Go ahead. Read what it said, girl.
Denise D'Souza posted a tweet. He said, kudos to the GOP for going all in on the cause of political prisoners in Castro's Cuba. But how about some similar outrage over the political prisoners right here in Biden's America? Hashtag January the 6th.
Well, he is right.
Ooh.
You got people still locked up for taking a cell phone in the Capitol and they calling it an insurrection.
That's right.
But all of them people that destroyed this damn country during the summer last year, looted and burned down businesses.
Yes.
You got this regime, this mofo, or whoever letting these people out. Allegedly.
That's right.
I'll say allegedly.
Yeah.
Just in case I ain't got which one let you out.
That's right. That's right. But the GOP, where are you at on this right here?
Yes.
Okay. How is it that people are still locked up and where is their due process?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, you have the DOJ.
Yes.
They're going to be spending $6.1 million on a January 6th database. Where is the database for Antifa? Where is the database for Black Lives Matter? Huh? Where are my Republicans at? Kicking back against this. $6.1 million to basically terrorize Americans that was in the Capitol January the 6th. Let me tell you something about the Capitol. The Capitol is not Nancy Pelosi house.
That's right.
It's the people house.
That's right.
So people being on the property, they had a right to be on the property.
That's right.
But the people that scaled those walls, because there was a person there that was a Black Lives Matter member.
Yes.
Okay? And he sold the footage back to CNN. Nobody's talking about, his name is John Sullivan.
And can we also speak about how a lot of those people were let into the Capitol.
On one side, people were let into the Capitol.
Right.
On the other side, people scaled the walls. Mm-hmm. And the people that scaled the walls,
those are the ones should probably be held accountable. Are the ones that was doing something.
Who were they? I don't see anybody that was scaling the wall. But the people that were let into the Capitol, those are the ones that I see locked up.
Right. Yeah, something is wrong about all of this, y'all.
Yeah.
And, you know, to the people of Cuba, we want to see you all free.
Yeah.
I think they should have the opportunity to come to the United States because nobody want to live up under this socialist, communist BS. Nobody wants to live up under that.
Nobody want to live up under it.
Well, you only get five eggs a month and $15.
When I look at it, That's what's happening right here in the United States of America.
That's right.
It's coming here. Really, really fast. Yeah, it's right here. And when I'm looking at all of this right here, that's what's happening right here in the United States of America. Okay. You know, to deliberately spy on American citizens, our text messages, just to see what we're saying. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're turning the United States of America into a communist country.
That's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
Well, you have to understand now, these Democrats, a lot of them sided with Cuba, Biden, and
Venezuela.
Obama. No, not Venezuela, Cuba. They praise Cuba. Bernie Sanders praised their medical system. But what kind of medical system is that when you only have $15 and you're not eating but 5 eggs a month?
Right.
See, that thing got me because I'm an egg eater. So that got me right there. Only 5 eggs a month?
Right.
You should let them all have chickens where they can grow their own eggs.
Well, but see, when you have these different people that's in government, it's called government overreach, that want to put their knees on the people's neck.
That's right.
Okay.
And guess what? Cuba get money. Cuba get billions of dollars from what I'm hearing.
Yes.
So why is the people so poor over there? What's wrong with y'all?
That's my deal. I don't know if you remember me saying this, Diamond. Mm. The United States sent a lot of money.
Right.
To a lot of different foreign countries.
Right.
Okay. To aid them.
Right.
In their economics and so forth.
Right, right, right.
But it never reached the people.
It never reached the people. Now, I'm not for sure if the United States of America send money to Cuba, but I heard on the news that they get billions of dollars.
Oh, but why isn't it reaching the people?
Because it's a communist country.
See?
They want to control their people. They want their people to be like paupers and slaves. And what's got to happen to people, their people do have to rise up.
Here's
the deal. If they are seeking asylum here, let them.
Yeah.
Because they have every right to.
To.
They ain't eating enough.
Right.
And they don't even have enough money to take care of their family.
Their family. Especially if you got that border wide open.
That's right. Listen, you all, thank you so much for joining the podcast. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch a switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
Be sure to check us out over there at Chatdit, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star would do.
So we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past.
An American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever.
To lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.